This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Ben Martin's coming off a couple of top 15 finishes on the PGA Tour. A tie for third in Hilton Head. Tie for 15th last week in New Orleans after being the 36-hole leader. So it's a pleasure to welcome Ben Martin to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Ben.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. All right, I want to talk about this first of all. You come back on Friday of last week with that 67 after the 62. How important was it for you to follow up that 62 with a good round?
You know, it can be tough sometimes when you shoot a really low one. You probably have a little bit of increased expectations coming back the next day. But it helps, really, that I got off to a hot start. I started the second round birdie, eagle, par birdie. So kind of continued where I left off on Thursday, which I think getting off that start was huge, and that's what allowed me to kind of keep the momentum going.
How'd you sleep Friday night in New Orleans? I mean, I know it's always one step in front of the other, and it's always a lot of golf left to play, but at 36 holes, do you kind of begin thinking about what it might mean if you won?
Yeah, actually, I slept all right. You know, I was tied for the lead on Friday at Hilton Head and paired with KJ Choi and Jim Furyk in the last round on Saturday. So it was the same position I'd been in the week prior, and I played well on the weekend at Hilton Head to tie for third. New Orleans was a little different because I had a 3 or 4 shot lead, so I was kind of out in front of some guys who had, you know, had never won PGA Tour events either. So I think that definitely added a little pressure. It's something that I learned from, and I think getting off to a hot start the first 2 days and being 15 under through two rounds, I may have played a little bit more on the weekend not to screw up, and that wasn't on purpose. I think it was just a kind of result of being in a spot that I'd never been in before.
But is it tough to not kind of project, to not begin to think about, you know, if I win this thing, I can do this, this, and this?
Yeah, those thoughts do creep in, but I think I do a pretty good job of just focusing on what I have to take care of. I know that me paying attention to things I can't control or things in the future aren't going to help me play well that day, that hole, that shot. I'm kind of, for example, I've found out early in my professional career, the more I look at the scoreboard, it seemed like the worse I played. So I try to keep my head down and then not really focus on what everybody else is doing and just kind of say I'm going to focus on my game and then add them up at the end.
I know we're at an early stage in your career, and I know that wins are the ultimate goal. But so far this year, you're sneaking up on $1 million. How important is the money at this point in a career such as yours?
It's big. Money and FedEx kind of go hand in hand. I think I'm maybe 61st in the FedEx and 63rd in money.
Mm-hmm.
I think wins are just a byproduct of doing the right thing and being consistent and in preparation and just giving myself opportunities on the weekend, and the wins are going to come. So that was really one thing that I changed my kind of goal for the year, Masters week, when I had the week off.
Mm-hmm.
My goal last year on the web.com was to win twice, and I knew by doing that I could get my PGA Tour card. And so this year I came in with the same goals, and that was to win twice on the PGA Tour. But I really kind of was getting frustrated because I wasn't making many cuts, so I didn't have the opportunity to win. So I changed my goal mid-season, and now it's to finish in that top 30 in the FedEx and be playing in Atlanta in the Tour Championship. And I think, you know, to do that, I'm going to have a couple more top fives, which, anytime you're in the mix on Sunday with a chance to win, it's just a learning experience. And the more often I can put myself there, sooner or later, it's going to happen.
We are talking with Ben Martin. We're talking about his recent stretch of pretty good play. A quick glance at the stats for this year. It looks like putting has been your strength.
I think so, actually. I didn't feel like I was putting bad, but I changed putters a couple weeks ago, and it worked out well because I put a new putter in and finished third. But I'd like to be a little more consistent around the greens. I think that's where I need to improve. I think you look at guys, this is only my second full season on the PGA Tour. Guys who are out here for 15, 20, 25 years have great short games. They're able to get it up and down, and especially a week like Bell Hollow coming up this week, the course is playing long and tough, and greens and regulation are probably going to be a little lower than a normal week. So being able to get in the hole, make some pars on some tough courses, is where I need to improve.
At Quail Hollow in Charlotte this weekend, tell me about your schedule the next few weeks. Are you planning qualifying for the U.S. Open? What about the Open Championship?
Yeah, I usually take it a couple weeks in advance. I'm kind of on the bubble of getting into Players Championship next week, which would be awesome. But if not, I'm going to take 2 weeks off coming up. If it's the Players and the Byron Nelson or Byron Nelson and Colonial, just because I think I've played. I don't know about the only week I've had off was the Masters out of the last 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a 2 week break, and then we'll be definitely playing Memorial, and then U.S. Open qualifying this Monday after the Memorial. So I played in, I've yet to play in a major as a professional. So I'd love to play it, be at Pinehurst, which is other than Augusta would be the closest venue to Greenville.
Are you going to try to qualify for the Open Championship overseas?
I haven't thought that far yet. I heard they changed qualifying a little bit, so I'm not 100% sure how it's now, but never played golf in that part of the world, and that's certainly something that I look forward to doing, whether it's this year or the upcoming years.
Coming close like you have the last couple of weeks, this you hear this a lot out on tour, that you have to learn how to lose out there before you learn how to win. Is that something you subscribe to? Is that something you believe in?
Well, I never like to limit myself or limit anybody else. I think you saw that last year with Derek Ernst at Quail Hollow. I'm not 100% familiar with his career, but as far as I know, I don't think he'd really ever challenge for a win on Sunday, and he came out on top. So, but certainly the more often you put yourself in that situation, the more comfortable you get on the leaderboard on Sunday, and then the more likely it is to happen to you. So I know if you look at my season last year on the web.com tour, I had a top 10 or two and a fourth place before I was able to finally win an event, and it seemed like once I did win and got comfortable in that situation, it was easier to happen.
I like that attitude. I like that. You said you switched putters recently. Tell me about the oldest club in your bag right now. What is it?
It's got to be my putter.
I thought you just switched putters.
Well, it was a new old one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was a Rife Barbados, which I think the first time I ever used that putter was in college. I had forgotten my putter at my apartment, and one of my teammates picked me up, and I didn't have it in my bag, so I went to the pro shop and asked him if I could borrow it, and shot 64. And I think I bought it the next day. So we've had some good history together.
He is Ben Martin. He has played well recently and playing well this weekend and continuing to do so. Ben, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it. Keep playing well.
Thank you.